I need coffee, lots of coffee. I need coffee to start out my day. Until I get some, you had better stay out of my way. 'Cause I'll be snappy and I'll feel crappy. I won't be happy, no, I'll just be mean. So tread lightly until this bitch has had her caffeine.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabber jabbing, it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with Bar W.
Un cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
Oh man, how's that game? Was there a game yesterday? I don't know. I don't remember. I could have sworn there was. I didn't see it. But hey, I hope it was great. I hope the halftime show was great. I didn't check on the halftime show. But hopefully it was a good show. Not a lot of craziness happening. Hopefully it met everyone's expectations. And the game was worth, the time. Thank you, everybody. This is Coffee with RW. Yours truly, Ralph William. I want to say thank you very much for joining me. If you haven't already, please give us a follow wherever you listen to your podcast. And download my internet radio station, WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, on your App Store, whether it be Google or Apple, and check out the station. We have other great shows there, like yours truly, The Gray Area, The John DeVito Show, The John Gale Program, The Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric, Slacker 82 Alpha, and many, many more. So please check us out there. You downloaded WESN? Thank you very much. Praven, is that how you say your name? Thank you very much for joining me. And also, if you guys want to join live, download the Podbean app, and you can check out all these shows live as well. It's very interactive in the chat. But thank you for joining, Praven. And here is a coffee for you for downloading the WESN app. There you go. Thank you very much for that. And as we get started, we usually, as a routine, drink. Look who came in at the right time. What's up, Brina? Here you go. I know we need it. Brina, good morning. As we like to do in the morning as a routine, you know, we like routines. Is to have a celebratory sip of coffee with one another. So grab your cups, your coffee mugs, your travel mugs, your sippy cups, your doggy bowls, whatever it is you use to consume your beverage. Raise them up high and join me in a sip of coffee in the morning. Delicious. There's like three different ways you can sip your coffee. As you can probably tell, You got one, the slurp, and that's it. Then you got the slurp, and at the end, which some people might find annoying. And then you got the slurp and gulp, you know. And those are all good ways of drinking your coffee, right, Brina? You know what I'm talking about. I was in college one time, and I don't know if they did this on purpose, but there was somebody who was older, who was, you know, older individual at the time, and it felt like he was doing that on purpose. Like every time he drank his cup of coffee, he'd give it that little at the end. And I'm like, damn, bro, I love coffee too, but you know. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I felt. But there you go, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. Dramatic coffee drinkers. Yes. Yes, I love coffee too, but don't bring that drama with it. Right, Brina? Did you get did anybody in the chat get a chance to watch the bowl yesterday, or at least the halftime show? I didn't get to see it. I didn't see it. I didn't really care much for it, to be honest with you. But you know, I did see clips of it. People they had Eminem on, which I thought was pretty cool. You didn't? Yeah, I didn't see it. So I don't know what type of shenanigans they were pulling off in the Super Bowl on the halftime show. But for those of you that missed it, I think, was it the Rams? That's how much I cared about it. I don't even know who's playing. I think the Rams won, right? Is it the Rams? Rams versus the Badgers. And I think I saw The Rock in there too. The Rock did like the opening whatever ceremony. You know, he's got a movie out, and he's trying to build up his character since he kind of slammed Joe Rogan for what's happening with him. But hey, you know, to who's his own. Rams won. Oh, okay. Yeah, Rams won. All right. Go Rams. They're close to the bull, right? Taurus? Seems like the year of the bull. But Mr. Dwayne Johnson, who's a fellow bull, you know, I'm a little taken back by his comments against Joe Rogan, flip-flopping. Of course, he was all for Joe Rogan in the beginning, you know, because he wanted to get a slot in his podcast. Can you imagine a 3-hour slot with The Rock? But with Joe Rogan, that probably would have been a nice episode. But then again, you know, after the whole debacle with the sound clips that somebody put together out of context for Joe Rogan, you know, he of course, he has some things to say. But anyway, enough with that. He was in the Super Bowl, so good for him. And of course, he's got Black Adam movie coming out soon, which I thought was pretty cool. I kind of miss the Super Bowl only because of the commercials, man. I wanted to see all the new movies coming out with some new scenes. Apparently there's going to be a lot of good movies coming out. I'm a big Batman fan, so I'm looking forward to that new Batman movie coming out. What's going on, Hassan? Thank you for joining. I think they have a trailer for the what is this guy's name? Come on, Ralph. You're not that old. Strange. Doctor Strange movie coming out. I think I saw a clip of that, which is pretty cool. Everybody's going ape crazy because of Professor Xavier is going to be in that movie, I believe. I don't know if he's going to be a big part of it, but he's showing up. So they might blend, you know, the X-Men and Doctor Strange, you know, the multiverse. and all that stuff. So, hey, good for them. I wish I took a clip of mostly all the commercials, man, because there was a lot of them. I think one of them, I didn't see it, but I heard that there was a commercial for cryptocurrency. So if anybody thought that crypto was going to die out, I guess not, if they're making commercials for it. And of course, all the banks, you know, are adopting crypto. So I guess I'm going to have to hold on to my crypto for a bit and hope for the best. Hopefully it, I think really the main thing that I have the crypto for is because of the interest rates that goes up. At least for what I'm using Coinbase, and they give you that option to earn interest on it. So that's the only reason why I'm even jumping on it. It's kind of like giving people that, like for me, I've jumped into the stock market, but I was never really like into it like a lot of people are. So crypto, it feels like a newer version of stock markets. So I don't know the market that much anymore to really have any possibility of making some dough on there. But if I jump on crypto like from the ground up, even though crypto's been out for a while, jump in on it, you know, in the early stages, I might have a fighting chance before it gets flooded with everybody that's like a crypto fanatic and knows exactly what's going on. Brina says, yeah, I'm super conservative when it comes to the stock market. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm the same way. You know, I try not to go crazy on, like I did in the beginning, cause I didn't know what was I doing. And I was just following, you know, advice from other people. And it was just crappy for me. So I ended up losing some dough on something that I thought was going to be a big thing. I mean, maybe it will be, but I don't trust it. So I just keep it slow and steady wins the race, man, for the long haul, I guess. Usually invest in ETFs, American companies. I try keep it American companies. And I am invested a little bit in the Rumble stock. For those that are not familiar with Rumble, that seems to be a possibility of blowing up later on down the road. So, being an investor in that, you know, because who wouldn't want to invest in First Amendment freedoms, right? That seems like something to get behind. Brina says, they say, wait, what? They say the stock market is like a woman, very emotional. You never know what to expect. That could be true. Actually, I think that is true. But especially nowadays with... Oh yeah, by the way, happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I hope you guys have a beautiful day. Get all the treats and snacks that you guys deserve, even though it should be on a daily basis every year, not just one day. But if you haven't noticed over the past couple of years, just the when certain pieces of news comes out on, you know, this, whether it be a pharmaceutical company or something, everybody goes crazy in the stock market and just start dumping stocks. By the way, speaking of pharmaceutical companies, the CEO of Moderna, who deleted his Twitter account, by the way, dumped, I think, the amount was like $400 billion of stock from Moderna. ASJ, how are you? Perfect timing. I think we were talking about the CEO of Moderna, who dumped a lot of stock from the company. So from what I keep hearing a lot of people saying that, why would they do that? Is there something that's going to come out and kind of like destroy the company? I don't know. GM, everyone. Oh, good morning, everyone. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You talking about cars? You going to give a car to everybody? GM. Well, probably, as Jay says, well, probably because people are going to find out that they've been given, excuse me, HIV, according to SJ in the chat. Maybe it's HIV-like infection, right? I don't know. I'm trying to creep everybody out, but that could be a possibility. I think may need glasses. Oh, I think you may need, yeah. Oh, of course I do. I was never really a good reader. I definitely need glasses. I need new eyes. But I was never really a good reader. I can't, for some reason, I get like discombobulated trying to read out loud. But when I'm reading to myself, I'm good. You know, I can read to myself. Yikes. you always see to have what? Trouble reading. Yeah, I do. I do have trouble reading. So yeah, man, that's usually, we were talking about the stock market, SJ. So that's why I was wondering, like, why the owner of, is he the owner or is he just the CEO, whatever? I don't know what that means. Doesn't really matter anyway. From Moderna just leaving and then getting rid of like a lot of money from the stock market, you know? And of course, I was mentioning that there was a commercial for cryptocurrency on the Super Bowl yesterday, which I didn't watch, neither did Brina. So, on that note, just in case whoever missed it in the beginning of the show, here's something to brighten up the spirit, which is how I feel in the morning.
I need coffee, lots of coffee. I need coffee to start out my day. Until I get some, you had better stay out of my way. 'Cause I'll be snappy and I'll feel crappy. I won't be happy.
Yes, here you go. There you go. Ah, Zen. Zen. SJ needs beer. Beer early in the morning. Morning brew, damn right. Have you been up all night, SJ? And I'm digging the telegrams you've been sending me. A lot of things to really go through. A lot of things to to really clip up and use. Nunya? What the heck does that mean? Nunya? Nunya? What is that? Is that a vitamin? Speaking of vitamin, I'm drinking coffee right now. That has nothing to do with vitamins. But I'm drinking coffee right now with turmeric in it. For anybody that wants to get your daily dose of turmeric, just add it into your coffee. That's what I did this morning. I added some turmeric to my coffee with some Silk almond milk coffee creamer. The creamy and what is it? Creamy and sweet and creamy flavor. Sweet and creamy flavor coffee creamer. So Give it a shot. It tastes pretty good. I kind of like it. And by the way, for those of you that Well, you're probably not going to know because you're not here with me. But I kind of picked up an assistant for the show, you know, because since we have been, since SJ was nice enough to bring it up to my attention, to everybody's attention, I don't read very well. I felt the need to pick up, you know, to hire an assistant to help me out with the podcast, you know, because I want to read articles and do, you know, try to get more formal, you know, so that people are more informed. So I went on the hunt and got myself an AI assistant to help me out with an article. And she's going to, I guess it's a she, right? I don't know. I don't know what she feels about her. How it wants to be identified, but she's gonna help me with this article that I found that I wanted to play for you guys, and it's on the lines of coffee and the benefits it is, not only coffee but other things that might help with that the pesky vid that everybody is going crazy about, you know, at least for the past 2 years. But I'm still trying to figure out what to call her, you know. Maybe call her AI Shannon. But AI Shannon, would you please read us the article of the day and let us know how to combat, you know, that pesky
video. You have probably heard the phrase food is medicine, and perhaps you abide by this motto. Or maybe you ignore it, but whatever your stance on food is, the truth remains, what you eat matters. It seems that some Americans have ditched health food during the pandemic. While choosing your favorite baked goods and ice creams can be comforting during a time of turmoil, eating an unbalanced diet can also have serious consequences. Dr. Mark Hyman, along with nutrition professor Dr. Dariush Mazafarian, tackled this dilemma in the Boston Globe, reporting that many patients hospitalized with COVID-19 also have diet-related conditions like diabetes and heart disease. Diets high in sugar and processed foods can cause inflammation, which already stresses the immune system before viruses even become a factor. However, movements such as Food as Medicine highlight the ways food can contribute to recovery and help boost immune health. There is also emerging research that helps point us in the right direction. And one study has discovered a surprising link between a favorite beverage and COVID-19. How food can help in the fight against COVID-19. A study out of Northwestern University of 37,988 participants has found an unexpected link between diet and COVID-19. The research suggests that drinking coffee may be associated with added protection against the virus. The data, published in the Nutrients Journal, further shines a light on the connections between the food we eat and how it affects our health. Drinking one or more cups of coffee per day was found to be linked to a 10% lower risk of COVID-19, as opposed to having less than one cup a day. Java is a major source of caffeine and polyphenols, which both have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory compounds, researchers concluded. Antioxidants, found in many superfoods, including fruits and vegetables, help protect the cells from damage, reduce inflammation, and may help you live longer, via Healthline. By decreasing inflammation, we can help the immune system function more optimally. Along with coffee, vegetable consumption was also found to lower the risks associated with COVID-19, while processed meats increase the risks. A person's nutrition impacts immunity, states Marilyn Cornelis, one of the study's authors and professor at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, via Northwestern Now. Cornelis further notes that the immune system plays a key role in an individual's susceptibility and response to infectious diseases, including COVID-19. Maybe food isn't medicine per se, but it certainly plays a part in our overall health.
Thank you, AI Shannon, or homewrecker, as SJ likes to say. But have your cup of coffee, because it helps. It seems like I've been fighting the vid my whole life, at least since I was 6 years old. I've been drinking coffee since I was six, people. So, hey, what everybody's been saying, eat your fruits and vegetables and drink coffee, man. It helps. It helps. And on that note, we're going to take a little quick break and we'll be right back.
Thank you for coming in today. We know there are so many places you could have gone, but you chose here, and for that we are grateful. We are just about to brew up a good cup of Joe for you. Please have a seat and Ralph William will be right with you. Oh yeah. Don't forget to share and follow. Peace.
Fair use is hugely important.
I'm making coffee. Anybody want coffee? I'm making coffee. I'm having a cup of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Because I'm having a cup of coffee.
Fair use is hugely important.
Hey, come here. Listen. Get close. Can you hear me? Are you wearing your mask? Did you get your vaccine? Damn.
Hey, listen, you. You're not listening to Ralph Williams' podcast when he's live. There's something seriously wrong with you. You got to get yourself checked out. Go ask Dr. Fauci.
What a moron.
Hey, are you looking for a company that provides welding services? You need to create a container home? Then look no further. Go check out HernandezMobileWelding.com. That's HernandezMobileWelding.com, a licensed and insured welding company that is located in the Florida area. Make sure to give them a call at 954-347-4071. That's 954-347-4071. They are based out of Florida for all your welding needs. That's 954-347-4071. Hernandez Mobile Welding.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Hey, are you looking for a company that provides welding services?
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Coffee with RW.
You know, people need to understand that sometimes you're not always going to have assistance and people to help. So you have to do it all. You have to come up with the show. You have to be able to push buttons. You have to make your own coffee. So these things, you know, these mistakes were made. You know, that's what happens. Mistakes happen. But anyway. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there. And I want to say thank you for those joining me today. Thanks, Brina. Thanks. Who are you? S-Ben? I'm just going to call you S-Ben. What's up, S-Ben? Thank you for joining. It's a Monday. Not a lot of people are awake. Hey, Don Hasselhoff. They're probably feeling a little groggy from the night before. And that's understandable. Good morning. So, yeah, it was just a free-flowing day today. I hope this week has been going good. I went to the city this past weekend to New York. Unfortunately, you know, not for anything good. So, like I was saying on my previous shows, someone. Well, it's not just one person, but many people close to the family, you know, is going through some bad situation. And, of course, my conspiracy mind, of course, they've been fighting, you know, for a while now, but I feel like these jabs might have accelerated the process, but that's for a whole nother day. Check out my last episode when you find out what I mean. A doctor putting out the information that some of these jabs, there's been a big increase in cancer since these jabs roll out. So my heart goes out to you know, everybody that's afflicted with this. And I hope those that are pushing this on people, you know, you know, they, you know, justice is made. So all I gotta say about that. So yeah, it's you know, it was rough. I feel like we're gonna be heading back to New York soon, and not under good circumstances. So if anybody in that circle listens to the podcast, you know, my heart goes out to you, and we'll see you soon. So yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed their, I think the one main thing that I enjoyed about the Super Bowl is just the food, even though we didn't do anything yesterday. We put it on and I'm like, you know, my family's not really football fanatics, you know, I do like the commercials, but, kind of like the food aspect of it, man, just surrounding, with so much like chicken wings or you know, chips or guacamole. Yeah, food is always the best. Yeah, man, exactly. I don't know what happened, but I could have sworn I heard something about avocados being scarce here in the United States. I could have sworn, like, I saw somebody on TikTok who likes to do all like the daily news, that some person, I forgot who it was, who's in charge of like importing avocados or whatever in the United States, was receiving death threats. I'm assuming from Mexico, from someone from Mexico or Mexican cartel. I don't know what it was. So it seems like the U.S. has banned the imports of avocados. So for those of you that are that love guacamole like I do, yeah, we're gonna be going through some hardship. So food and rum, yes, Brina, food and rum. Tell me about it. Don Hasselhoff says, halftime show was subpar. Was it Eminem? who else was in the halftime show? I've seen clips, you know, of Eminem doing the halftime show. Maybe I'm assuming Dre was there. Maybe Snoop. Anything worth mentioning? Don Hasselhoff says, they busted in 50 Cent. What? What do you mean they busted in 50 Cent? What does that mean? What does that mean? Is he in jail? Do you mean they busted him out of jail? Or they brought 50 Cent in? I don't even know where the hell that 50 Cent was this whole time. Is he becoming an actor? Does he still make music? He probably just made his money and ran. So, going back to food and rum, yes, Brina. Yes, Brina. Food and rum is the best way to spend any type of sporting event party. He was terrible, really? 50 Cent? Wow. yeah, I guess that's a shame. I hope that Eminem at least put on a decent show, right? I don't know. Who knows? They made their good millions and left. You know, it is what it is. He was great, of course. He's always great. I think I've subscribed to, I think it's a TikTok account of Eminem doing NFTs, and he's got some pretty dope beats on there. I don't know if that's him making some beats or he's just showcasing some old beats, but if you can find Eminem's account on TikTok, please do so. He's got some dope tracks on there. So yeah, hopefully there's not much of a big shortage of avocados, because I would be quite upset. I mean, lately I haven't been having a lot of salads, but when I do have a big bowl of salads, I like to mix in some avocados with it And, you know, avocados are not cheap to begin with. So let's just hope that, you know, they don't go too crazy with the bans. You know, they like to ban a lot of stuff here. Avocados, it's a healthy fats, man. You need that. You heard the article from the AI Shannon, right? You need to eat healthier foods. What's going on, D-Mac? You need to eat healthier foods, and avocado is one of them. Mix it in with your salads, and you're good. It's good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, let me take this opportunity to mention, if you guys haven't downloaded WESN, please do so. Go to your app store and search for Epic Strategies Network and download the app. Right now, I put up on the website a request a song. So you, the listeners, have the option to request a song to be played on the station. If you go to epicstrategiesnetwork.com and go down to the bottom of the page, there's a list of all the songs that we have on the station. You go through it, do a search if you like, and you have control over what gets played on the station, from hip-hop to jazz, Latin, blues. You can take your pick, and we set a time. I believe it's 12 o'clock in the day and sometime over the weekend. It's going to be completely on request. So whatever you request to be played, that's what's going to get played through that time. Just to give you guys a little interaction with the station. And we greatly appreciate it. We feel like you deserve it. Avocado is great in California rolls, California, more than any, well, yeah. I think they were boycotting Mexican avocados or imports from Mexico. I don't know. But I thought you were going to say avocados are great in California rolls, which I concur. You know, that's the only sushi I eat is the cucumber avocado sushi. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Give me some. Hey, Mama Bear, how are you? Good morning to you. Good morning to you. The I always look forward to I haven't had that in a while. If I find like an all you can eat sushi place and where they can give me avocado and cucumber, I'll be a happy camper. Soy sauce and wasabi all day. Yum, yum, yum. sushi bars are bomb. Yeah, sushi bars, man. I wonder what else, you know, when I used to, I don't go to the casino to usually play. I don't like losing money. But when my family would go to the casino, I usually go just to first get a Starbucks coffee. I like to indulge sometimes. And second is to go to the sushi restaurant that they have there. Well, not a sushi restaurant, but Chinese restaurant there, and that's what I usually get is the those type of sushis. But that shit is expensive, bro. I think it was like $8 for one strip or one order of, it's like $8 or $9. And that was back then. I don't know how much it is now. So if I can get myself like a nice all you can eat sushi bar, that would be delish. But anyway, I would get that and something that they also have as a beverage, ginger beer. Like, I don't think that has alcohol in it, but it's pretty tasty, you know? So if I can get myself an all you can eat sushi and ginger beer, yeah, serve me up some. Alcohol or non-alcohol, I'll get crunk. It ain't no thing. It ain't no thing. So I hope everyone have a blessed day, man. Today is Valentine's Day. Whether you want to hear it or not, I really don't. I don't care. Valentine's should be every day. But enjoy your day today. If you get flooded with a lot of gifts and deliveries, enjoy. Enjoy those chocolates. Do ladies really like chocolates? Or not that they really like chocolate, but do they really care if they get, you know, those types of gifts? Brina was real quick, yes. She had to figure out the trigger real quick. She's like, you don't even need to finish that question. Chocolate, yes, all the time. Chocolate, coffee, and rum. Chocolate, coffee, and rum. Where's the rum gone? Yeah. That's a party. Chocolate, coffee, and rum. But chocolate all the time, right? It's not something that you would want only on this day, right? It doesn't have to be just that, right? Well, I'm assuming you would want some expensive items, but that shouldn't be the only thing that you're looking for. It's chocolate. What's up, Fair Use? Good morning, buddy. Let's see what I'm missing here. Logan opened his his bag, and there was a stuffed dog. Oh, what bag? He said, thanks, but hoping it was a real one. A real dog? Wait, you gave him a stuffed animal for Valentine's Day, Mama Bear? You don't give your son Valentine's Day gifts? Come on. I love chocolate all the time. Yeah, exactly. Give me a minute, guys. I'm trying to catch up with the chat. My wife don't care about Valentine's Day. Love is every day. Damn right. That's what I'm talking about, Hasselhoff. But I'm pretty sure they want to make one day special. Happy Valentine's Day, Cubano. Happy Valentine's Day, Uruguayo. Uruguayo in the house. Logan got me flowers. Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. Super, what is it? What am I trying to say? Super Tech Support is in the house. Tag teaming it. Fair Use and Brina. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I never really understood that whole, like, I mean, I guess, right? Mom Bear, your son gives you flowers, that's cool. You don't need to give him anything. That's your kid. He's gotta help you out. He's gotta give you gifts. You gave him the gift of life. He eats every day, right? The least he can do is give you flowers and breakfast in bed. That's what I used to do back in the day when I was, you know, with my mom. I used to bring her food in bed, and I don't think I've ever given her flowers, but, you know, I used to get her like these cheap ass necklaces. I was so broke. I would go to the Chinese, back in the day when I was, like, I don't know, younger, I used to go to these, I don't know if you would call them bootleg. It was like a Chinese store that sold like knockoffs of everything. You know, I used to go there and rent Nintendo games for like $1 a day. I used to rent out freaking Mike Tyson Punch Out and and Bully. But anyway, I would go there and buy like these necklaces that they have there and give it to my mom for like, you know, Valentine's Day, birthdays. But yeah, that's what you need to do, man. Don't need to give your kids any gifts. I mean, unless it's your birthday. Logan's dad gives me a necklace, which was sweet. Yeah. I mean, every now and then it's pretty cool, right? I mean, if it's a good one, not a bad cheap knockoff like mine. It's the thought that's nice, Ralph. Yeah. That's what all moms default that they say to their kids. But let their significant other bring that BS to them and be like, this is what you give me? This is what you give me. This is what you give me? This thing is leaving marks in my ears. I'm growing fungus in my ears. You couldn't get me at least something real? Something that's not going to contaminate my ear? How dare you? Massage my feet. But, but yeah, no, I get it. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Speaking of beautiful things, fair use, I kind of hired an AI assistant for me, you know, to help read articles. And, you know, the general consensus is worse than my horoscope bot. But hey, an assistant is an assistant is an assistant. So here to finish off another article that I picked out. sort of a feel good article. I figured I try to give some good news. This is off the Epoch Times article. You know, bringing people together in unfortunate way, but in crazy ways. And here to read the article is AI Shannon. I think that's what I'm going to call her. I think that's her name. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Memphis woman says youth deserve praise after young man insisted on paying for her gas. A 59-year-old Tennessee native was touched when a young man she'd never met before insisted on paying for her purchase in line at the gas station. She snapped a selfie with the stranger on the forecourt and claims it's about time the goodness of her city's youth made headlines. On the morning of December 28, 2021, Olivia Benz Jennings of Memphis pulled into her local Marathon gas station on Summer Avenue in the Binghamton neighborhood near Midtown. There were two young men buying snacks and drinks in line ahead of her. "We began a conversation, just having some good fun and laughter," Olivia told the Epoch Times. "One of the young men offered to pay $20 for my gas as I was waiting for them to complete their purchase. I said, 'Thank you, but I have it,' the young man insisted." As Olivia was pumping gas to her car, it occurred to her that she wanted others to know how a random act of kindness can go a miraculously long way. "I'm merely trying to get a message out here that the media has been so focused on crime and stories about disarray," she said. "We as a society are missing the most basic of kindnesses, especially from our younger generations." Olivia asked the stranger, a youth about the same age as her own son, if she could snap a photo with him and post it to Facebook. He agreed. She said, "We had never met before and I have never seen him since, but I pray he knows he has touched so many people with this small gesture." Born and raised in Memphis, Olivia worked as a pharmacy technician for over 20 years before becoming the director of a pharmacy technician program. She has worked with young people from many different backgrounds for almost 17 years. After the onset of the pandemic, she started working for Uber Eats part-time. Olivia said she has fought cancer 3 times in 5 years and lost her home amid this battle during COVID-19, but does not feel this has any bearing on her interaction with the stranger at the gas station. "What's important," she insisted, "is the fact that youth are being overlooked when they are performing good deeds on a daily basis. This story is about the way a simple act of kindness between two random people from completely different generations and a city filled with crime and sometimes chaos can bring people together from all walks of life," she said. "We are all different and yet very much the same."
So there you go. Random acts of kindness, man. I think it was worth it. For anybody that wants to take a look at the article, all links to everything that's played is, in the description box of wherever you get your podcasts, yours truly. So I think that was pretty nice. It was a young kid too. Young kid helping someone pay for gas, which is something you rarely see nowadays. That made me feel warm and fuzzy. Yeah. Yeah. That might be the coffee though. I don't know. That might be the coffee making you feel a little, you know. But anyway, yeah, no, it was nice. It was good. It was a good thing to notice. True. So, yeah, make sure to go check out the article. wherever you get your podcast. If you're listening to this on Spotify, iTunes, whatever the case may be, please give us a follow, give us a review, and share the show, share the episode. It always helps. And download the Epic Strategies Network app as well. Like I mentioned, we have put up a new feature where listeners can request songs to be played at a certain time of the day we have scheduled. This the listener's choice hour, I guess you can say. So go to epicstrategiesnetwork.com and figure out, you know, what you want to play. And we welcome it. Might creep in some teardrops of hip-hop tracks in there, so should be interesting. So the next thing that I want to mention, you know, is now when I first started doing podcasts, you know, I usually try and keep it to a in the beginning, I was trying to keep it as a subject matter. And then it evolved into like just having long conversations about anything, and then whatever pops up, you know, just clip it and use it. But because of the current situation, it's been leaning more towards the current situation, whether whichever side of the spectrum in terms of politics you lie on. Not only me, but it seems to have been leaning more towards one direction. And then you see a lot of these podcasters coming up, which I think is good, popping up doing the same thing in terms of these, I guess you can call it right-leaning, but some of it's just common sense thinking in terms of podcasts. But anyway, but that doesn't come without some backlash, obviously. Now, I am not, how do you say it? I'm not letting my ego get into it. I know where I'm at in how many podcasts there is out there. So I know I ain't, you know what I'm saying? But there are going to be people that are going to give you backlash for the type of content you play. And you need to be able to harden yourself up to that. So this is like a message that I clipped out from a guy who gets hate from all around, Dan Bongino. And I clipped this out from his radio show that he does every day, I think 12 to 3. So if you can find him, if you want to listen to him, go for it. But he kind of mentions that if you're going to do this type of podcast or show, be ready to take some hate. And I've taken hate, you know, from people, even if it had nothing to do with politics. Thanks for use. But you have to harden yourself up, because the higher you move up, the more hate you're going to get. And that's just a fact. Look how many people are hating on The Rock right now for talking crap about, well, no, he didn't talk crap, but he kind of like backpedaled when he was talking about Joe Rogan. And he's opening up the Super Bowl. But anyway, I still want to see Black Adam. But anyway, here's Dan Bongino talking about what people need to expect if they want to move. And this goes out to all the people on Podbeam and everybody that's doing conservative type of shows. Something to really take into consideration.
Happy.
And this was from his radio show, I believe, last Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Happy for you that you're doing that. Really. Thank you. But I've got to warn you. More conversations I have with people. Some people are just blissfully naive as to what's going to happen the minute you get any kind of following at all. If you're not aware of this blue stack and how they can work, and you think, oh, I'll just go on AWS, Amazon Web Services, and I'll use, you know, Stripe and these other things, and they'll leave me alone. Oh, yeah, they probably will, until you gain a following and the blue stack turns on you, and then you'll be wiped off the internet. You have to harden yourself. You have to harden your business. You have to harden your tech infrastructure. Folks, it gives me no joy to tell you that. I want to be crystal clear. No joy to tell you that. I sincerely wish that liberals and conservatives, Greens and Republicans, centrists, moderates, independents, libertarians, could all freely and openly engage in the original constitutional purpose to protect interstate commerce and interstate commerce free from coercion. I really agree. I really wish we had that. But I'm a realpolitik guy. I live in the world that's been handed to me, not the world I want to hand to others. We're not there yet. I've got what I've got. You ever hear that thing when you were kids, you get what you get and you don't get upset. Well, you got what you got. You got the world the left delivered to you. And the world the left delivered to you is full of leftist totalitarians eager on a moment's notice, the minute you become a threat to them, to shut you down, bankrupt you, silence you, and destroy you. You're not going to negotiate with them. You're not going to bargain with them. Reminds me of that scene from the original Terminator. Remember that? Michael Biehn and Linda Hamilton. What does he say? It can't be talked to. It can't be bargained with. The left is no different.
Listen and understand that Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
So he didn't play that clip. I kind of put that clip together because I thought it was funny. I used that clip before, that Terminator clip. What's up, Ron Voyage? If anybody's interested in independent wrestling, especially from this guy, go check him out on Twitter, Ron Voyage. I think it's Ron Voyage on Twitter, right? No, it's it is Current Gimmick on Twitter, I believe. Current Gimmick. What's up, Ron? I hope you're doing well, my friend. It's been a long time. If you wanna call in and talk about your experience with the bowl, you're more than welcome to. But that is the current situation, sir. Everybody lets you know, like, if you're gonna be taking on these type of topics and want to grow your platform on it, be willing to get attacked in ways that is going to hurt you financially, right? Because they, as we noticed, the truckers in Canada, that GoFundMe was quickly going to be taken away from them, and that, you know, that can happen to anybody. They can quickly go for your funds, take it away. So be hardened to that fact. I'm at work. No headphones, Poppy. Oh, okay. All right, Poppy. But hey, I hope you enjoyed your game. I'm sorry. I know you're a big Chiefs fan, Ron, and I know you didn't get a chance to see them make it. I wonder when was the last time they made it. But anyway, let us know. Let us know in the chat, Ron. And for those of you that don't know, make sure to go download WESN, the Epic Strategies Network app, on your Google Play Store or Apple Store, I'm sorry. And check out the internet radio station we have there. And make a request on the website, epicstrategiesnetwork.com. So yeah, that's what I have to say, man. You have to harden yourself up and have backups to your backups. Because you never know when they're going to go after it. Last year, we lost to the Buccaneers. That kind of rhymes. And we won 2 years ago. Oh, so you guys are pretty good against the 49ers. All right. Good job, Chiefs. How's the wrestling going, Ron? How's your injuries? You getting old yet? Let us know in the chat where people can find your stuff at. And I hope you've been looking at the DMs that I keep sending you of these wrestling clips. But on that note, let's take a little break.
Good morning, everybody. Did you know if you replace your morning cup of coffee with a nice hot cup of green tea that you can lose up to 87% of the little joy you have left in this life?
You uncertain about what's going on in your life, or maybe you're trying to help someone else out fix theirs? Then I recommend you go to wholeeshift.com. That's wholeeshift.com. W-H-O-L-E, another E, S-H-I-F-T.com. And get yourself a reading from Poetic. She's a Reiki healer and is very experienced in this area. So make sure to go to wholeeshift.com. Get yourself a reading today. Or you can get it as a gift card and give it to someone who might need it. That's wholeeshift.com. Let them know Ralph William sent you. That's holyshift.com.
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Yeah, man. Make sure to go check out Ron Voyage. I hope he has some more wrestling events coming up. You know, it's starting to get warm out, so hopefully he has more places to go perform. Ron Voyage. Is that still your same gimmick, or did you change up? I still remember the Team Wolf gimmick you had, which was awesome, man. Awesome stuff. shows on independent wrestling TV. Here we go. Download the app on your app store. Look at you. Independent Wrestling TV. Download the app on your app store. Still Ron Voyage. All right. Check him out. Make sure to check out Ron Voyage. Are you on TikTok, Ron? Or just Twitter? And for those of you that need to follow me on Twitter, TikTok, it's WESN Station on TikTok as well. Just a side note on the TikTok, I came across, and you can find this, I came across this person, this young lady, or girl, I don't know, woman, whatever, who was talking. I don't know what the hell she was talking about, but she was mentioning that she was from Honduras, and maybe she did it on purpose, who knows, but it seems like she was pouring salt in her coffee. Now, maybe she found a way to put in sugar, you know, the salt thing. I forgot the brand, but you know, you can tell when it's salt from the label, right? Like maybe she found a way to put sugar in there and use that for her sugar, but no, she decided to use that in her video. So of course everyone, at least from what I've seen, have been duetting that video. I'm like, did she just put salt in her coffee? So of course I had to jump on there. So go take a look at that if you want. Go to WESN Station on TikTok and see me duetting this lady. I'm telling her, like, we're going to have to revoke your Latin card, because how are you going to put salt in coffee? Unless that's some new health craze that I don't know anything about. I wouldn't do that. That's too much. Why would you? No, sir, I am not. LOL, just Twitter and Instagram. Very good. Good job, Ron. Are you doing the Twitch? Are you doing Twitch already? Or are you just that one time? You see that Super Bowl halftime? I was going to ask you. Well, I didn't see the Super Bowl yesterday. I did see clips of... sounds nasty? Yes, Brian, it does. I did see clips of... what's his name? Eminem doing the halftime show. How was the halftime show? Was it good? 50 Cent looking like What? Looking like a bizarre upside down. Wait, what? What are you talking about? Looking like a bizarre upside down. Okay. What do you mean? It was Dre, Snoop, Eminem, 50, Kendrick, and Mary J. Blige. Oh, that's a nice little lineup right there. I kind of like that. I don't know, but I don't know who Kendrick is, but I hope he's good. I didn't get a chance to watch it. Yeah, neither did I. Not really into it. But the halftime sounds like it was pretty good. It definitely is a halftime that I would have liked to seen. But nothing too crazy. What about the commercials? Anybody catch any good commercials in there? I heard there was a crypto commercial. I heard that there was a movie clips coming out that were pretty crazy. That what's his name? Why can't I remember this guy's name? Doctor Strange movie coming out had Professor Xavier in there. So I think that's some pretty crazy stuff. Looking like bizarre. Oh, that guy. Oh, he's gained some weight? 50? No way, really? Well, I mean, I've gained some weight too, man. Thank the vid for that. I eat my feelings, bro. What can I say? But yeah, man, a lot of good movies coming out. I want to see the new Batman that's coming out, just to be honest with you. What's up, Dr. D? Dr. D Down, how are you? You seem new here. Hit that follow button if you're new. That way you'll get notified when I go live. And check out all the other great shows. Of course you are. It's Monday. Of course you're feeling great, Dr. D. Of course you're feeling great. So I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And one more time to let you guys know, if you haven't downloaded WESN, please do so on your app store, W-ESN, Epic Strategies Network. Go to epicstrategiesnetwork.com, go to the bottom, and you can request a song to be played on the scheduled time that we have for the listener's choice, and put down what you want to be played, and we'll do so. Check out all the other great shows on the network. We have The Gray Area. We have The Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric. We have Slacker 82 Alpha. We have John Gale Program. We have the John DeVito Show. We have Teardrops of Hip Hop. And we still have some slots open. If anybody wants to bring a fresh, new, different kind of show to the station, we're more than willing to oblige. Just send us an email at WESNstation.info@gmail.com. Or when you download the app, there's a section on the side for you to contact us. And I hope everyone has had their good cup of coffee this morning. But if you need a refill, here you go. And enjoy the rest of your day, my friends. Remember, stay humble, stay hungry, and you'll always be blessed. And I hope to catch you guys next time. Remember, I don't know, just remember something. Check out all the other great shows. Take care, Brina. Take care, Mama Bear. Take care, Dark Bear. Take care, Ron, Fair Use, and everybody here in the chat. Thank you very much for being here. And peace.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with R.W.
Un cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.